This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Sandra Aguirre, last name A for Apple, G, U, I for India, R, R, E for Europe. First name Sandra, S for Sam, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for David, R, A for Apple. Date January 27, 2022, period new paragraph. C is a 52-year-old female patient who was referred because of the clinical finding of heart murmur and to evaluate for any valvular problem. Valvular, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R. Period, new paragraph. Patient has noticed that in last 2 to 3 weeks, when she will try to do somewhat more activity than usual, she would have a feeling of lightheadedness, shortness of breath, and some vague discomfort in the chest, period. This happened about 2 weeks ago, and also it happened 2 days ago while she was walking, and after walking 2 miles, when she tried to do more activity, she had above symptoms, period. then same night, she woke up with the left inframammary discomfort lasting for a few seconds, which subsided, period. So after doing activity more than usual, she feels exhausted, fatigued, and tired, period. For the F-A-T for Tom, I-G-U, E for Europe, D for David, period. New paragraph. If she is asked to walk 2 miles, she claims she can walk without any unusual shortness of breath on horizontal ground, period. No history of syncope, period. No history of occasional palpitation lasting for a few seconds, which can happen anytime and has no special relation to activity, period. The palpitations are happening since 2015, period. No history of any cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period, new paragraph, past history. History of COVID-19 infection in 2020. COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, all in capital letters, 1919 in 2020, period. She was in the hospital for 1 week and she was given plasma transfusion, period. Subsequently, she recovered well and according to her, she has no symptom in relation to COVID-19, period. New paragraph. No history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, myocardial infarction or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchiasma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she has a 3 full term normal deliveries, period. She is in menopause at present, period. Menopause, M-E-N-O-P-A-U-S-E, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 63 due to colon cancer, period, colon, C-O-L-O-N. period. Mother is alive at the age of 86 years and she has a high blood pressure period. One brother died at the age of 46 due to myocardial infarction period. New paragraph. She does give history of hiatal hernia period. She is 5'3" tall and her weight is 150 pound period. In last 3 years, she has lost 50 pound weight because she is trying to lose weight period. And also in last few years, she has been doing regular exercise, that is 2 to 3 days a week for about 2 hours period. Though now she is finding it difficult to do heavier exercise period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative period, pupil equal and react to the light period, no pallor, sinuses or clubbing period, no JVP edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis, which are 2x4 and both posterior tibial, not palpable period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 110/110/74 mmHg period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line normal in character period. And in the left lower parasternal area, there is an ejection systolic leak and ejection systolic murmur 2x6 period. The murmur is short and ends before mid-systole period. S1 and S2 are normal period, no S3 and no S4 period, no other heart murmur noted period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides period. There are no RALS or ronchi period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly period. There is no guarding or rigidity period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit period, new paragraph. The EKG shows that patient is in sinus rhythm period. She has a sinus tachycardia with the rate 101 per minute period. Otherwise, EKG do not show any significant abnormality period. There is a non-LID3 and AVF as a very small R wave period. New paragraph. Please note the patient also gives history that in 2015, a cardiologist diagnosed patient having small leak in one of the valves, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, S for Sam, leak, L for Larry, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for Kite, period. New paragraph. Analysis. This patient has a resting tachycardia and she does get a symptom of shortness of breath, chest discomfort and lightheadedness on somewhat over-exertion period. The plan is to first do the echocardiogram to evaluate for any structural valvular abnormality, structural. As for SAM, T for Tom, R, U, C, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, valvular, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, abnormality, period. And patient is also advised to do coronary calcium score, period. The reasoning behind this workup and pros and cons of workup were explained to the patient in detail period, she was informed that depending on the finding of the workup, further management will be planned, period. In the meantime, she should definitely avoid overexertion and continue with her daily activity, period. The patient understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, symptom of shortness of breath on moderate exertion. Next one, number two, chest discomfort on moderate exertion. Next one, number three, history of lightheadedness on exertion. Next one, number four, history of occasional palpitation, period. Number five, probable mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period, clinically, period. Number six, history of COVID-19 infection in 2020 requiring hospitalization for 1 week and where she was given plasma transfusion treatments, period. And number seven, history of hiatal hernia, period. The new paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, discussion of finding, and workup, plus advice about avoiding overexertion and to do activity well, W-E-L-L, well, within her limits, period. She was informed that management plan will depend on her clinical course, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.